you so much. Madison! This just in, Mr. Romney has taken Pauly Ryan off our hands. Oh, what a great deal. Thank you, Mitt. The road to anonymity. And, of course, they announced it during the cartoon, Saturday morning. That old PR press machine juggernaut of the Romney campaign. During the cartoons, they released their VP. Had to stop him and everything, you know. Deputy Dog, right in the middle of something big. And there's Pauly Ryan. Okay, let's see now. Oh, Tim Pawlenty, boy, he must be inconsolable. Poor guy. Yes, thank you for agreeing with that. Poor Tim. All right, let's see. Now elections are coming down to the wire. The best predictors, as you know, in an election, a general election, are not the electoral votes, but a celebrity endorsement. So looking at the list, President Obama has been endorsed by Sarah Jessica Parker, SJP as I call her, close personal friend, George Clooney, Ellen DeGeneres, Leonardo DiCaprio, Hillary Duff. All right, Hillary Duff. Neil Patrick Harris, Ricky Martin, Susie Orman, no pattern there. Steven Spielberg and Harry Osmond, the renegade Osmond. Mitt Romney has Jenna Jameson, the porno star. That's a big endorsement. And Clint Eastwood, Orson Bean, who turns out to still be alive. Chuck Norris, comedian. Jeff Foxworthy. He's always preceded by comedian in parentheses, which I think is interesting. Ted Nugent, Kid Rock, Gene Simmons, makings of a really strange band. And Brad Pitt's mother. You be the judge. All right. The polls show either President Obama is pulling away from Romney or Romney is backing up. I did notice a drone following Mr. Romney's latest bus tour, so that was indicative of the approach being taken. Drones. You hear a lot about drones these days. On and on with the drones already. Enough with the drones. Mr. Obama leads by a wide margin among Latinos and women and just needs one Latina to wrap things up. You know? Maybe Rosie Perez or someone. The president's been so busy really neglecting the war on religion. Totally. So it's not going to fight itself. Same for Romney, who's only killed the one woman so far who needed medical care. So guys are busy. Guys are busy. Romney's biggest challenge, of course, to finish dumbing himself down by November 6th. Because the Tea Party don't cotton to no smarty pants. Mitt has really worked on his stump speech. It's now down to, give me sugar in water. Okay. Limited audience for that one. Men in Black, Men in Black. How many of you love Men in Black and made a lifelong impression on you? That's what I'm saying. That went out to you then. Well, this taxes thing, though, is so unfair. You know, they pay taxes, they don't pay taxes. Rich people don't pay taxes, and Obama knows it. Okay. In other news, dune buggy is clearly visible in the latest Mars Curiosity photo. And the boardwalk suggests the rover actually landed in Venice Beach. Thank you. I'm glad you're here. Down to the three-legged races and the eggs and spoons at the Olympics. Now just the closing ceremony to endure. I'm not looking forward to it. Mary Poppins's parachuting back into the heavens. While 100-foot-wide Elton John devours 50-foot Madonnas and Gagas. And the clip of the Queen, of course, is Pussy Galore in the latest Bond flick. Not much left for Brazil in 2016, I would say. Pretty much covered. And still other news. Trading kidneys for iPhones should be less likely with the new iKidney. Siri filters all your bodily fluids. You just have to ask. A road crew paints a yellow line over Randy Travis. Corn closes at $1,617.50 an ounce. The son of Sam's dog decries violence, asks for treat. It's getting hard to keep the psychopath straight. That's more of an editorial. Drones. Here we have drones. Another drone reference. Drones will soon be available for civilian use at Drones R Us. It'll be drone sweet drone before you know it. Of course, your neighbor gets a drone. It'll be keeping up with the Joneses. The Russian punk band Pussy Riot faces 3 years in the gulag for a bad band name. But when one band is imprisoned for a name, no band is free, ladies and gentlemen, I think. Yes, thank you. Thank you for thinking about that, at least. They should, of course, change their name to Gary Busey Riot, I think. Spare themselves a lot of trouble. Gary Busey Riot. Okay, I'll take it out. I like it, but I will take it out if that's how you feel about it. Excuse me. Apple sends the iTroops over the DMZ to Samsung headquarters in Seoul. Seems to be escalating. 60% of the farm states are suffering from severe congressional drought. And evidence proves that the three human species once coexisted were now just the one cannot. That's all the news. That is. And that's a profound thing to end on. I'm not above profundity. I'm not above it.